Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot to cover today because the crux of this show is how lies have become the new reality. And unfortunately, in today's society, that's exactly what has happened. Lies have become the new reality, at least for a very large portion of society. We also have to obviously get into Russia, who shot down an American drone over the Black Sea. And we'll be getting into a little bit of talk on how a good amount of the Republican Party, the GOP, really does not want Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. But let's first start with this lies becoming reality because it's happening right before our eyes, folks. I've watched Mayorkas literally tell the world, we have the border secure. The border is secure. He's told Congress that. The border is secure. We now see your everyday border guards and their higher-ups appearing before the House saying there's no such thing. We've lost total control. We don't have any control of our border. But if Mayorkas just says it enough, no, the border's under control. No, there is no crisis. No, there's nothing wrong. No, we don't need to work on anything. And the Democrats just repeat it verbatim. Pretty soon, a large portion of the Democratic voter says, that's a myth, the border. I heard the guy say that the border is secure. I heard them say everything is fine. This is all just bloviating on the Republicans' part, and lies become the new reality. Because so many people will not check for themselves. You see, they've counted on the laziness or the lethargic nature of a good amount of Americans who simply won't do their own research and say, I don't know if I'm being lied to. They will simply pick the party that they most support, whether it be Republican or Democrat, and literally say, well, everything that comes out of their mouth is the truth. This is where society has failed. This is where we need to get as far away from as we can. Now, I have made no bones about the fact that I lean very heavily toward the Republican and Conservative Party. That does not mean that I believe everything they say. That does not mean that I think that everything they do is wonderful. That does not mean any of that. It means that at the end of the day, I think they're doing more good than the Democratic Party, who is virtually destroying the country and bold-faced lying to you about it. We have now heard from the border guards and their higher-ups saying the border is not secure. We have no actual control over it. Okay, well, then who are we to believe? Mayorkas? Let me remind you something about Mayorkas that you may not remember. When the Supreme Court protested, went outside of all of the judges' houses, including Kavanaugh, screaming and hollering and protesting, that is against, theoretically, every single one of those people broke the law, and every single one of them could have been arrested. Now, should that have happened? No, they should have cleared the area. They should have told them you're not allowed to protest here. You do not have the right to protest outside the judge's houses. Do you know why? Because that's called intimidation. you can't do that and say, don't make this decision, because then you're intimidating. We know where your children go to school. You better not make the wrong decision. That's intimidating. You know who does that? The mob. That's who does that. The mafia. Ah, you know, you got a nice wife there that works down at such and such store. It'd be a shame if something happened to her, so I think you better do what we tell you. That's who does that. So they're all out there protesting. How many people got arrested? At zero. By Mayorkas' own mouth. No, we did not press charges on any of those people. But we did send people to make sure everything was okay. We sent out the U.S. Marshal to protect them. But we allowed them to protest. Meanwhile, outside an abortion clinic, a man by the name of Mark Hoke is arrested. Oh, by the way, 40 other people have been arrested under this regime for protesting outside abortion clinics, which is illegal if it's within a certain amount of feet or whatever. You know what this man was arrested for? A worker at that facility shoved his son, who was underage. This guy defended his son. Defending his son against the man who pushed him. The FBI raided this man's house with guns drawn, 16, 19 vehicles at the wee hours of the morning, long guns drawn and pointed at him. Dragged out of his house in the middle of the night. His crime? You protested outside an abortion clinic, and that's illegal. What about the people who protested outside the Supreme Court justices' houses? How many of them were arrested? I will tell you again, zero. And then this little worm has the nerve to appear before the House and say, we are doing the equal justice for everybody. It's not my fault if they've decided wrong, Mayorkas. You are the head. Man, you make the decisions. Christopher Wray doesn't make that decision. How many people think Christopher Wray made that decision? Well, I think I'll just go raid his house. Baloney. He has to clear it with you. Do you think we're stupid? You said yes to that, just like you said yes to the Trump raid. Oh, but Biden didn't use his house raid. Just Trump. You see how this is working now? If you're on one side of the aisle, you can get away with anything you want. If you're on the other side of the aisle, you are going to be vilified and arrested probably. And then Mayorkas is going to lie, and he's going to say, I did everything I possibly could. No, you didn't. You could have arrested them. You could have told the U.S. Marshals to clear this area. This is illegal. What you were doing is illegal. You know what you do? You send in a force of people, and you say, you have the right to protest. You do not have the right to protest here, however, in front of Supreme Court justices' houses. Clear the area or you will be arrested. You want to do the same thing to the abortion clinic? Go ahead. There are people arrested for praying, not protesting, praying outside an abortion clinic, praying. 60 feet across the road. Why are you standing across the road from an abortion clinic praying? Why? I can't pray in public? No. You're going to be arrested. You're arrested for praying. You're not arrested. Carrying signs that say, vote the way you want. We know where your children go to school. And then Mayorkas will lie. And the lie becomes the reality. And the Democratic voters say, well, he did everything he could. He sent the U.S. Marshals there. That guy was blocking the entrance to the abortion clinic. No, he wasn't. He was peacefully protesting, and his child got shoved, and he shoved the guy back and said, I will turn myself in, by the way. If I did anything wrong, I'll turn myself in. That's not good enough. We want to make a show of it. We want to scare you. We want to show every single person, you better not be doing this, or guess what will happen? The FBI will come to your house with 19 vehicles, threaten to kick in the door, have long guns pointed at you and your wife and your kids. But if you break the law the other way and you protest outside Supreme Court justices' houses, we'll just send some people there to make sure it doesn't get out of order. That's not the same. Mayorkas lied, but the lie became the reality. Then they'll lie to you about crime. Oh, there's no big real crime wave happening here. I'm in New York. And, oh, well, New York is not really experiencing any major surge in crime. We're not. Police officers are leaving the job. They're refusing to continue to work in this environment because it's too dangerous, and they would like to go home to their loved ones at night. People are being pushed in front of subway cars in broad daylight. Homeless people are being attacked and murdered in broad daylight. A woman had her baby attempted to be snatched outside in broad daylight. You can't ride the subways. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot gets ousted. And what does the police force say? We're sorry to see her go because under her, crime dropped dramatically. Under her leadership, we saw a significant downswing in all crime, except that's a lie. When you look at the statistics, you will find out that shootings, robberies, carjackings, murders, rapes, every category you can possibly think of was up significantly. They lied. They lied because they did not want to admit that a Democratic policy in a Democratic city did not work. And the lies become the new reality. Because now you will have Democratic voters saying, did you hear? Lori Lightfoot got ousted and crime was down under her. You know, it seemed to us like it wasn't, but the police said so, and I guess that must be the case. No, it's not the case. It's a lie. Now, I guess we should not be surprised that this party will lie to you. Because they lie to you about literally every single thing. Everything. They've lied to you about the border. They've lied to you about the crime waves. They've lied to you about Russian collusion. They've lied to you about Hunter Biden's laptop. They've lied to you about COVID. They've lied to you about CRT in schools. They have lied to you about drag queen hour. They are lying to you that a man can have a baby. But what they're hoping is, you know, if you tell a lie so many times and the lie catches on and CNN will back it up and MSNBC will back it up and all the late night talk show hosts and all your favorite performers will back it up, pretty soon you start to believe the lie. Pretty soon you start to say, well, I don't know. That's what I heard. And I've heard it from 15, 20, 30 different sources. So it must be true. The problem is it's not. It's a form of brainwashing where they just tell you a lie until you start to believe it's the truth. This is how they got every single person, Donald Trump. Oh, he's a Russian agent. You know, how did that work out? I've seen evidence, said Adam Schiff. Remember? Adam Schiff got on every newscast that would have him and said, I am not at liberty to share with you the disturbing facts that I have seen about Donald Trump and his collusion with Russia. But rest assured, I have seen them. He is what we say he is. He is a danger to this country. And I have the proof. And Adam Schiff was asked, put up or shut up. Put the proof on the table or walk away. Adam Schiff just smiles and walks away because it was never true. His job wasn't to make it true. His job was to convince you it was true. And he did that to many, many people who to this day still believe that. Because I heard it so many times. Didn't Jimmy Kimmel say it? Didn't all the late-night talk show hosts say it? Must be true. You're being lied to. Now they're saying, well, you know, the Republican Party wants to do away with Social Security. There's not one Republican, not one, who I have ever heard say, I want to do away with Social Security. That's a lie. But if you tell it enough, old people are going to be like, oh, my God, they're going to do away with my Social Security. I can't vote for that party. You see how that works? Just tell a blatant lie and just keep right on telling it and tell it with such conviction and strength of conviction that people say, well, it must be true. Who would get on television and say something so blatantly false? They would. Because part of their agenda, same lie. Now, here's why you will know they're lying. They use the same verbiage every single time. Now, what is the chances? If you have ever been in a newsroom, you will know that there's news writers. And they all write the copy for the anchors to read. What is the chances that they will use verbatim the exact same phraseology when describing a certain thing? What would the chances of that be? There it is. You can switch on MSNBC, they'll say it the same way. CNN, same way. NBC, same way. CBS, same way. ABC, same way. Isn't that interesting? As if they're all reading from the same copy. You know why? Because they are. Because it's the lie that the Democratic Party fed to them and said, here's the way you will read it. This is the terminology you will use. You will perpetrate the lie, perpetuate the lie, feed the lie to the American people until the American people believe it. How many times has Joe Biden said, the economy is great? Do you feel like the economy is great? Just say in your own household, every single thing that you need to keep your house going goes up by 30%. Are you doing well or are you doing badly? I don't care if you're a bazillionaire. I'm asking a simple question. If in your own personal finances, every single one of your expenditures went up 25 to 30%, are you doing better or are you doing worse? I don't remember eggs being $5 a dozen, $4 a gallon. Rent is up. Electric is up. Heating oil is up. Groceries are up. Everything is up. You're not doing well. The economy is not doing well. The economy is tanking. The banks are crashing. We are in the midst of a very bad situation. And Joe Biden will get out there and lie through his false teeth and say, best economy in years. Here's another lie that they're going to tell you. Well, you know, we inherited this mess on the border. You inherited the mess on the border. No, you didn't. Talk to the border agents, and they'll tell you, no, the border was under control under Trump. But they just keep saying it. The White House spokeswoman, Jean-Pierre, keeps saying, we inherited a horrible economy from Donald Trump. No, no, my dear, you did not inherit a horrible economy from Donald Trump. The economy was soaring until COVID hit. Once it was decided that the lockdowns had to go in place for at least 2 weeks to 30 days, the economy started to crash. Of course it did. It was on its way back until Biden took off and decided, no, the lockdowns have to continue. And we're going to just keep printing money to hand to people so they don't have to go back to work. And devalue the dollar to the point where a dollar is worth 60 cents. And then there you go, folks. So for all you people that think you're making a $15 an hour minimum wage now, you're not. You're not. You're making 60 cents on every single dollar. You're making $9 an hour, buying power-wise. That's what you're making. Congratulations. But no, the economy's doing fantastic, according to all of the talking heads that work for this administration. Because if they say it enough, maybe you'll believe it and say, well, I don't know, maybe it's just me who's not doing well. That's funny because I'm making more money. That's funny because, you know, I seem to have had a lot more buying power under the previous administration, but I guess the economy's doing well. No, the economy's not doing well. You're being lied to. But lies are reality. If they say them loud enough, strong enough. The Democratic Party has based their entire platform on telling the American people lies and just repeating it until they believe it. And this is where we've come as a nation now. Cleanest election in history. There was nothing wrong with this election. Nothing wrong. Cleanest election in history. Except that's a lie. And now we know that's a lie. But you just kept saying it. So people say, oh, you idiot Trump fans will think that the election had some problems, had no problems. Yeah, actually it did. Had a lot of problems. And now we know what those problems are. You illegally changed the laws of voting, and you did it without going through the proper channels, which would be like a police officer saying to you, stopping you and saying, excuse me, I saw you talking on your cell phone while you're driving. Yes, officer, but I have it on the dashboard, and I have a Bluetooth in. My hands were both on the steering wheel. That's still against the law. No, officer, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, it is. I say it is. I've decided that I don't like that. I still think you're distracted, even though both hands are on the wheel and you have your headset on. I still think it's a bad idea to be talking in the car, so I'm going to write you a ticket, and you are going to pay the ticket. And you say, well, I'm taking it before the judge. Uh-uh. I decide. You pay me. You think that would be fair? Would you like that? Because that's what they did in the election. They said, we're going to change the laws. They didn't go before the judges. They need to go through to actually do it fairly and legally. They just did it. And you accepted it and said it's the cleanest election in history. Baloney. You lied, and the American people believed it because, much like P.T. Barnum once said, there's a sucker born every minute. They lied to you about January 6th. Every single person that sat on that committee, their job was to view those tapes and come to a fair assessment of what happened that day. What did they do? They just automatically said, no, this is all insurrection. Everybody's going to jail. And Donald Trump was their leader, and he orchestrated the whole thing. Now we get all the tapes released, and we find out clearly there are people in jail who did nothing wrong. I just watched a man who literally walked into the Capitol with the doors wide open, was told to leave, said, were you really not supposed to be in here? He turned around and went right back out the door. He wasn't in the Capitol 30 seconds. He's in jail, and he's been in jail for 2 years. When asked about this, guess what the Democratic Party says, or at least the January 6th committee that included a couple of Republicans like Liz Cheney? Well, we didn't watch the tapes. Oh, you didn't watch the tapes. So in other words, we already had our mind made up, and we were just going to sit around and convince each other that we're right. And as long as we convince each other that we're right, lies become the new reality. Here's some harsh reality. There are people in prison right now that don't belong there. And they were put in there as political prisoners. There's some harsh reality. You want some more harsh reality? Let me get real harsh with you today. No matter what you do to your body, you will never be a man if you're a woman, and you will never be a woman if you're a man, period. You can identify any way you want. If you want to identify as an ostrich, I really don't care. But the bottom line of the situation is you can pretend to be. You can act like, dress like, but you aren't. And you never will be. But if you tell the lie enough, people believe it. No, I was born a man, but I am a woman. No, you're not. You're a man who thinks he's a woman. There's a difference. You're a woman who thinks they're a man. That's a difference. We were lied to about the drag queens, remember? Well, what's wrong with a drag queen coming in to a school dressed as a woman? The kids won't even really know it's not a woman. What's wrong with a drag queen volunteering to read children a story? What do you got against drag queens? They can't work. What do you got against drag queens? They can't like children? What do you got against drag queens? They're not allowed to associate with normal people? So parents said, oh, well, that's all it is. Just a man dressed as a woman coming in and saying, I would now like to read you from, you know, some fairy tale. Maybe it's not so bad. If I jump at that, I'll be considered transphobic. Now let's fast forward to what really happened. When drag queens dressed in a G-string are twerking in front of an 8-year-old's face while they're singing songs about the pleasures of oral sex. But if you say, oh, I don't agree with that, well, then you're transphobic. You hate transsexuals and drag queens. You must. No, no. We hate the exploitation of our children in a sexual manner. That's a false choice. You know what that's like? That would be, I'm Irish. That would be like me going in to a bank, robbing the bank, and when they arrest me, say, oh, you obviously hate Irish people. What are you against? What are you against getting Irish people money? That's terrible. You're Irish phobic. No, knuckleheads. You're breaking the law. If some idiot in a park stuck his ass in front of your 8-year-old's face and talked to him about oral sex, you'd call the cops. Oh, but in school, you have to say, it's okay. I don't want to be called transphobic, doing any harm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I just heard a woman who happens to be a mother of a small child that goes to school stand up in front of a school board meeting and say, oh, and by the way, they didn't realize this, she is a former detective, and say, do you know that my child came home and told me that one of your teachers told them it's okay to keep secrets from your parents? She said, you know how many times I've heard this? Many, many, many times while I was a detective. And you know who I heard it from? Groomers who are trying to sexually exploit or molest children. That's where I heard it. And now I'm hearing it from my child about his school teachers. Oh, but none of that's going on. It's all a big conspiracy by the crazy, crazy religious zealots. Those crazy Catholic Republicans and conservatives, they're just making it up. Really? Well, we got it on tape. No, you don't. Yeah, we do. No, no, I refuse to watch it. Yeah, I know, because it snaps you out of your funk and it exposes your lie. See, that's the problem. The lies can only go on for so long, folks, before we can prove them to be lies. Critical race theory. Oh, no, that's just teaching about slavery. No one has ever objected, that I know of, to any school teaching about slavery. I learned it when I was in school. I'm sure children are learning it today when they're in school. Here's what they didn't learn. They didn't learn that you're evil because you're white. You have privilege because you're white. You should feel badly about your family and the color of your skin. How is that helpful and educational to anyone? It's not. It's psychologically damaging, purposely trying to start race wars. Oh, but they'll lie to your face and say, we're not teaching any of that, except you got caught doing it. And then one of the biggest lies I've heard recently is, you know, the Republicans want to tell you what kind of books you can read. You know who used to do that? The Nazis. Oh, you can't read this book. You can't read that book. Okay, you want your 8-year-old reading a sex book? Pervert? Is that what you want? Why don't you take him to a strip club? Why don't you take your 8-year-old to a strip club? You know why? Because the police will arrest you. No, how dare they tell me where I can take my child and where I can't go? How dare they tell me what establishment I can go into with my child? Because it's the law. And the law says you can't feed children pornography, you morons. I'm tired of having to explain this to people. Lunatic left-wing Democrats who say, they're trying to censor books in the library. Yeah. They're trying to censor books in the library that give lessons on how to give oral sex to an adult. You want your 9-year-old reading that? If you do, turn yourself in. There's something wrong with you. So that's another lie. But people will believe it because there's so many people in this country, and God bless you. You're working 10 hours a day. You got a family to take care of. You got all kinds of things on your plate. You're shouldering a whole bunch of burdens. You're doing the best you can to survive in this economy, and you probably got about 30 minutes to an hour a week to dedicate to the news. And you just turn on CNN, and they say, Trump is evil, and they're banning books. The Republicans are banning books. And the border's under control, and the economy's great. And you say, okay, well, I guess that's it. I mean, they wouldn't lie to me, would they? Oh, yeah, they would. And they've been doing it a damn long time. But now that you know this, folks, I'm sorry. The emphasis is now on you. If your spouse lies to you, and you know they lied, and they lie to you again, and you know they lied, then it's on you to say, well, I'm going to check everything they say from now on then because I can't trust you. You can't trust CNN. You can't trust MSNBC. You can't trust the president. You can't trust Jean-Pierre. You can't trust any of these people. These were the people who told you we just killed with a drone strike one of the top people in the Taliban. Can't even reveal it. But we will. And when we do, you'll be shocked at who we got. The Biden administration warned them. They didn't listen. And by God, we struck. Fast forward 4 hours later. It killed a man and his four children, or six children in a family, that in a Jeep that was trying to deliver water to people in Afghanistan who literally had nothing. That's who it killed. No, there was no problem. We told the soldiers to guard the people, except now we have some of these soldiers who were in Afghanistan saying, I was told not to shoot. I saw the suicide bomber that killed my fellow soldiers. I saw him. I knew he was coming. And they gave me the order to stand down. And I had to watch him explode along with my friends because I was told to stand down. I watched people that worked with us, Afghans, who bravely worked with the United States government, being brutalized, and I couldn't stop it because I was told no. Biden, oh, that was a great withdrawal. We didn't leave any Americans behind. That was a lie. You know how many Americans are still there? We're going to make sure all of our Afghan buddies who helped us are going to be helped. Yeah, you sure did. While they're being brutalized and tortured and raped and murdered and beheaded and drugged through the streets, you helped a lot. You think they're ever going to help again? You think they're ever going to believe your lies? You think any country is ever going to believe your lies when you say, if you work with us, we'll protect you? You even lie to them. You lie to the American people. You even lie to our foreign allies. You don't care. Because in his mind, Joe Biden perpetrated the perfect withdrawal from Afghanistan. Anyone who says anything else is obviously a communist and a Russian. So don't say it, because if you do, the Department of Justice may just visit you. How dare you think otherwise? We tell you what to think, and you believe it. And if you don't believe it, you just may get a visit in the middle of the night. The regime. That's exactly what that is. You don't see that? It's absolutely absurd. And about Hunter Biden's laptop, lied about everything that's on it. Now we're finding out that even more evidence is clear that the whole family was being paid off. It's just unbelievable how many lies they can get away with, and the people will still keep believing it. They'll still keep believing it. They lied to us about the Chinese balloon, remember? They said, well, this happened under the Trump administration, but they didn't catch it because they were so dumb. The Chinese were doing this all through the Trump administration, and they didn't catch any of them. We caught this one. Folks, farmers were calling in saying there's a balloon flying over the freaking thing. Are you going to tell me that that happened under the Trump administration? Well, I got news. They fact-checked that. It was a lie. But they don't care that they lied because CNN won't say they lied. MSNBC won't say they lied. And that's the only thing that the Democrats watch. So they don't care. To you, even about the Ukraine. Zelensky is a brave, honest, honorable man, except he's literally arresting Catholic priests and shutting down their churches. Now, I have a lot of sympathy for the Ukrainian people and what they're going through. But if you want to know the real truth and you don't want any BS, then I'm going to give it to you straight. Russia's right in this. They're not right in what they're doing, their brutality and the things they're doing, but Russia's right in one sense. We had made a deal with them that the Ukraine would be just a sovereign country as long as they didn't join NATO. And then guess what happened? We broke that and said, oh, we're going to put them in NATO. We're going to put them in NATO. You're not going to do anything because they're going into NATO. And Putin said, okay, well then, if you're going to lie to me, remember that word again, lie. You're going to lie to me. Then I can't trust you. I have to do this. That's what caused it. So the war they caused and the horror that the Ukrainian people are under right now, we now have to subsidize that to help them, but we caused it. And it's a very complex issue, this war in the Ukraine, because you don't want to see anyone suffering. You don't want to see any people victimized like they're being victimized and brutalized like they're being brutalized. But at the same time, you've got people in this country just saying, we need to go on a full-fledged war with Russia. Is that what you want? Now, Russia shoots down one of our drones over the Black Sea, says they didn't, says they collided with it. Apparently, the tape shows they did collide with it. And the Republicans and the Democrats are literally at odds, saying, oh, this is an accident and there's no reason to start World War III over it. Well, that sounds reasonable to me. Or you have some Republicans like Lindsey Graham saying, well, what we should do is shoot down six of their warplanes. Okay, and then we're in World War III. So that would be great, right? Is that what you want? You want World War III. Donald Trump is the only person saying the right thing. He said, we have to end this, period, end it. Don't keep shifting money over there to keep the war. Fight more, fight harder, fight longer. Let them come to the table. Tell Russia your pipeline's done. We're going to put sanctions on you that no country will be able to survive, and we're not giving any more money to the Ukraine. So there you go. And guess how fast they'll come to the table? They'll come, but not under this administration, because this administration wants this war. And I've said it from day one that they wanted this war. And this is the real reason, one of the real reasons, folks, that some of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party do not want Donald Trump to be the president, because he's obnoxious. It's not because he insults people. It's not because he was a womanizer. Do you honestly think in your wildest dreams that they don't like Donald Trump because he's a womanizer, but they idolize Carter, they idolize Clinton? Think about that for a minute. All women must be believed unless they accuse Bill Clinton. Then they're whores. And they're liars. Right? Democratic Party? Right? On the news. I think it was MSNBC, but it could have been CNN. A black Trump supporter being threatened with physical violence by a white never-Trumper. That's right. You heard me right. A white never-Trumper on video is talking to a black Trump supporter on video while the host is asking questions. The white never-Trumper says to the black Trump supporter, your morals are so terrible. You should be ashamed. You're a moralist. This, and the other guy says, hey, you don't even know me. Don't talk about my morals. You know what the guy says? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Come on, man. Come on. You want to do something about it? Guy says, can you imagine if a white Republican said that to a black Democrat? They'd say obvious racist, obvious leader of the Ku Klux Klan, obviously lynched people in his history, and we're going to get to lynching in a minute. No, but it's okay if it's a white Democrat and a black Republican. Then you can talk down to him all you want. You call him any name you want. You probably get away with calling him the N-word. It doesn't matter to them because they don't count you. Now let's talk about something else that's a blatant lie and how these lies affect people. Charlie Kirk, who's a conservative commentator, was going to do a speech at a college. A local paper there printed the following. Charlie Kirk called for the lynching of transsexuals. Lynching of transsexuals. And should not be allowed to speak because this man has widely been known to call for the lynching, the actual physical lynching of transsexuals. Well, people read that in a paper and said, oh, my God, and to show up. And they broke windows. And they injured police officers, and they tried to stop Charlie Kirk from speaking. But he still went through with his speech despite the hurt police officers and the property damage that was done to the campus on that night. When this particular paper was called on the carpet and they said, why don't you show us where he said that? We're very interested. Guess what they found? They found a clip of him saying, you know, if a man dressed as a woman, tried to go into a little girl's locker room or a bathroom in the 50s or 60s, they'd have handled it differently. That's what he said. He never said a word about lynching. He never said a word about anything else. He said in the 50s or 60s, this would have been handled differently. That's the truth. You would have been arrested. You would be arrested. In the 50s or 60s, you would have been arrested for that. That's what he meant. So guess what the paper does? The paper says, we'll print a retraction a little too late. Your words caused all the violence that happened at that college campus on that night. Your lies, your lack of morals, your ability to say, we're going to create a lie and maybe people will believe it, which is exactly what you did. And you admitted you lied because you couldn't come up with the evidence. So who wrote that? Who edited that? What editor said, yeah, we're going to clear that for the paper? Without any fact check whatsoever, without one, you don't think that's dangerous? They could have killed Charlie Kirk that night. They might have killed a police officer that night. You don't care. You don't care. You see, the left have this fantasy. If I think it, it must be true. So they say, I think I'm a woman, so I must be. I think Donald Trump is a Russian spy, so he must be. I think it should be okay to have sex with an 8-year-old, so it must be. No, it's not. Stop living in a fantasy land. Believe in the lies. That's the first thing you have to do, folks. You have to quit believing the lies. There's no journalism in this country anymore. Remember when they said Nicholas Sandman was a punk kid who got in the face of one poor old Indian man who was just playing his music and look at the smug look on his face, and look at the shit-eating grin on his face. He's a little punk. They didn't bother to watch the whole tape, and guess what? They didn't show you the whole tape either, because if they watched the whole tape or they showed you the whole tape, you would clearly have seen that that man was the aggressor, and Nicholas Sandman was just standing there smiling at him, saying, I'm not going to be aggressive to you. You can come up and be as aggressive to me as you want, and I'm just going to smile. They knew that. Example of lies directly to your face that they're asking you to believe. How about a CNN reporter standing outside a Wendy's that's ablaze? It is an inferno. In the background, people are launching bricks at police. And this man says, mostly peaceful protest here tonight. Don't look at the picture. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you. I'm telling you. And you believe it. If you want to be a member of this cult, you believe what I say, and I say it's mostly peaceful protest. I don't care if you're seeing flames shooting out of Wendy's, like Dante's friggin' Inferno. I don't care if you see police horses being stabbed in the neck in bottles. I don't care if you see fireworks being launched at police officers. I said it's a peaceful protest, and you will believe it. That's what they do, folks. That's the game that they play. Keep on believing it if you want to. See, the truth of the matter is this. Donald Trump told the truth. Yeah, he did little white lies about I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that and didn't do it. Yeah, he was a bragger, and yeah, he told some tall tales. But he told you the truth when it came to how a hot dog was made, okay? He called out Republicans as well as Democrats. He called out Mitch McConnell. He called out Mitt Romney. He called out a lot of the Republican old guard, Paul Ryan and his like. Oh, they didn't like that. You can't tell the truth. It might wake the people up out of their stupor. They want you to stay asleep. It's like the movie They Live. Go watch They Live. Stay asleep. Stay asleep. Believe what we tell you. We're the government. We're here to help. We just tell you the truth, and you obey. Donald Trump was the cold water on that and said, I'm going to tell you the truth, and it's going to be disturbing, and it's going to be vulgar, and it's going to be not taken well, but at least I'm going to tell you the truth, and he did it. Cannot have it. Meanwhile, they're telling you the biggest interruption. They're telling you five police officers died on January 6th. You know who said that? Mayorkas himself. The head of the DOJ said five brave police officers perished on January 6th. I want you to go take a look and fact check that. Don't believe me. You know how many police officers died on January 6th? A zero. Zero. They told you one of the police officers died after being repeatedly bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher by crazy Trump supporters who are reckless and out of control. Except now that we have the videotapes out, we clearly see this man who was so bludgeoned, apparently he died, after all of the rioters, supposedly, I call them whatever you want to call them, protesters, after they all left the Capitol, there he is. Not only alive, but perfectly well, doing all of his duties, walking around, checking on this, checking on that. He's not dead. Ashley Babbitt, one of the women who were killed on that day, well, she was a threat. She was posing a threat. She was coming into this room, and she was posing a threat, except she had no weapon. And there was another police officer there that's come forward saying she was within, like, arm's length of him. She wasn't presenting any threat. She was trying to get in a door. And for that, a Capitol police officer shot her in the chest, and she died in front of her fiancé. Now, this is the same group who will tell you if a burglar is breaking into your house, threatening to kill you, and you shoot him, and it turns out he doesn't have a gun, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're a murderer. How do they justify that? I'll tell you how. They lie. And they tell you Ashley Babbitt posed a clear and present danger. She had to be eliminated, except it's not true. A trigger-happy Capitol police officer shot a woman in cold blood for no reason that was unarmed. They'll tell you, oh, racist couple threatened all of the Black Lives Matter protesters when they were peacefully walking outside his house. Here's what they won't tell you. They weren't peacefully walking outside his house. They broke through his iron gate, which takes some doing. If you've ever had an iron gate around your house, 30, 40 of them broke through his iron gate, started closing in on his house. When he told them to get off his property, guess what they said? We're going to kill you, your wife, and your dog. So he went and got a gun. You're going to jail. Did he shoot anyone? No, he did not. He protected his property. Now, if that Capitol police officer had pulled his gun and told Ashley Babbitt, get back through the window or you're going to be taped, I would have said, that's fair. He didn't. He shot her in cold blood. And that's okay with the Democratic Party because they can lie to you and tell you she was a clear and present danger. They can lie to you and say they're insurrectionists. They can lie to you and say it's mostly peaceful protests. They can lie to you and say the border is secure. They can lie to you and say crime is down. They can lie to you and say the economy is better. They can lie to you and say Donald Trump is a Russian agent. They can lie to you and tell you that Joe Biden passed a cognitive test. And you'll believe it. And you'll believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you're out of their club. Russell Brand, a man who would, not months, maybe years, a couple years ago, Russell Brand was pretty damn close to a fascist, communist. Russell Brand, the actor and comedian, now realizes, he goes on television and basically says, you know, I'm sorry, but Joe Biden is lying to people, and you lied about COVID, and you lied about other things. Oh, he's a Trumper. He's one of those crazy Trump supporters. Except Russell Brand never voted for Trump and doesn't like Trump. Russell Brand is literally shrugging his shoulders saying, I said two bad things. I have two criticisms of the Democratic Party, and they throw me under the bus and say I'm a right-wing maniac. Because they have to lie. Bill Maher's experiencing the same thing. He said, you can't have this in our schools. You can't have this kind of stuff. Oh, we've lost Bill Maher. He's one of those crazy Trump supporters now. They're lying. They're lying. But you believe it. And a lot of people are being blackpilled now because they realize, wait a minute, I never voted for Trump. What did they say about the two journalists who blew the whistle on Twitter and their involvement with the FBI? You're not a real journalist. You're a so-called journalist, except the man has won I don't know how many awards. Oh, you're just a pawn of the Republican Party, except the guy that they were questioning says, I voted for Biden. Excuse me, I voted for Joe Biden. But they're going to lie. No, you didn't. You're one of them evil Trump supporters in disguise. They're trying to fool you, folks. They don't want nothing to do with Donald Trump. I like Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis is a good guy. I think Ron DeSantis would make an excellent president one day. They're trying to force feed you Ron DeSantis right now, and I'll tell you why, because they fear Donald Trump getting in. If Donald Trump gets in, it's 4 years of scorched earth, and the guilty are going to pay the price because he's got the goods. Ron DeSantis does not have the goods. Ron DeSantis will help, certainly help, and he's certainly going to be better than Joe Biden. But watch how many people on the Republican side and the Democrat side will try to force feed you Ron DeSantis over Donald Trump. And then ask yourself why. If Ron DeSantis, according to them, is just a Donald Trump clone, then wouldn't he be a bigger target than even Trump, because Trump is a lame duck president if he gets in. DeSantis wouldn't be. So why would CNN and MSNBC be saying, well, he might be a better alternative than Trump at least? No. Give me 4 more years of Trump and then give me 8 years of DeSantis and give me the 12 years. I'll be happy. But you're being lied to again. The lies are currently the entire wing of the left wing. And I will rip Republicans, and I will rip Democrats, and I will rip the independents, because here's the deal. No one's above the law. No one's above criticism. I got my problems with Donald Trump. I'll tell you a lot of them one day. The main one I'll tell you in the remaining time in this show is he allowed himself to be talked into surrounding himself with people who were not out for his best interests or the country's best interests. He was very naive when it came to appointing people. He should have never had anything to do with Lindsey Graham. He should have never had anything to do with that troll, Dr. Fauci. He should have never had anything to do with a lot of those people, John Bolton and all those people. But he was told, no, sir, these are the right people. And he thought, okay, well, we're all one big party. They must be telling me for the good of the nation. That's where he made his mistake. He's not going to make that mistake again, folks. He understands they played him like a fiddle the first time. Even with forcing Mike Pence as the choice for vice president. Don't keep believing the lies, folks.